Bless him, worship him, give him all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Oh, you are faithful, O God. You are faithful, O God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Oh, yes.
Here I am waiting.
Tell him you're waiting, you're waiting.
Abide in me, I pray.
Sing it as a prayer to Jesus.
Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love.
Bring me to my knees,
Lord. Bring me to my knees.
May I know Jesus.
May I know Jesus more and more.
Tell him, come live in me.
Oh.
Come live in me
all my life.
All my life.
Take over.
Take over.
Come breathe
in me. And I will rise.
On eagle's wing.
On eagle. All my life.
Take over. Come breathe in me.
And I will rise on eagle's wing.
I will rise on eagle's wing.
On eagle's wings.
Father God, bless your word. Speak to us. May none of us leave the same. In Jesus' name, we pray that you would speak to our hearts, transform us to be more and more like Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the saints said, Amen. Hallelujah. We may take our seats in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we concluded our very powerful series on secrets. What is it called? Victory secrets. Amen. Because everything victorious, everything that is a blessing, there are secrets to it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not right for the casual browser to see. Anytime there is gold, anytime there is treasure, it is usually not seen by everyone.
That's right.
That's why it is for those who seek it. Amen. So victory secrets, I believe that many of us are going to receive a series of victories because we are following the victory secrets. Amen. Today I want to just share with us, hallelujah, a very important message. Amen. And then after that, I'll share another very important message. Amen. I want to share with you about how to name it, claim it, and take it. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Name it, claim it, take it. Hallelujah. Some people use it for all sorts of, reasons. I know of some ladies who said, I'm naming this John Jackson. I claim John Jackson and I take him. He's mine. I take him. And then after naming, claiming, and taking for a long time, then they go to John Jackson and tell John Jackson that God has spoken to me. That You are the one. And then John Jackson will say, God hasn't spoken to me about that yet. We are waiting. Hallelujah. Others have used name it, claim it, to take it to receive many of God's promises. Hallelujah. The master key to breakthrough is faith. And you and I cannot name it, claim it, and take it without faith. Because what is it? You are naming what you want. You are naming what you want God to do for you. You are, after naming it, you claim it as mine, and then you take it. Hallelujah. I name it, I want this phone. After confessing I want this phone, then I claim it that it is my phone now. And then I take it. It's simple. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is the key to breakthrough. Amen? Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Very soon I'll share with you a very powerful message. The name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The name of Jesus. That's one of the powerful, awesome messages. Hallelujah. And we have the believer's authority. Praise the Lord. Because all of us have been given authority. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. So it means that those who are justified, those who are have right standing with God, shall live by faith. Faith in God, faith in what God has done, faith in what God is doing, and faith in what God will do. Hallelujah. So the just shall live by faith. And then God says, but if any man draw back from faith, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Because God wants us to exercise our faith. Now think about it. The faith means I trust God, I rely on God, and because God said it, I believe it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Imagine I'm always telling you, Ivy, Sister Ivy, I'm always telling you that, you know what, I'll buy you the latest iPhone. And I tell you, but you don't believe it. And I really sincerely want to give it to you, but you don't believe it. Anytime I tell you that, look, I want to give it to you, all I ask is that you ask me, and you don't believe it. At a point, I will not be happy with you. Because I will say to myself, why is it that Ivy does not believe me? Does she think I'm a liar? Does she think I'm not serious? Why is it that she doesn't believe my word? I'm telling her that I'll buy her the latest iPhone. Why doesn't she believe it? Do I not have the resources to buy it for her? Why are you questioning my ability? And why are you questioning my integrity? That's how God feels. That's what the Bible says. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Amen.
And that's why anytime we exercise our faith, Jesus is always ready to make sure that it happens.
Amen.
Now you look at, for example, the first miracle at Cana of Galilee. You see that Jesus Christ, he went to the wedding and the mother realized that the wine was finished. So she said, Yeshua, sort them out. And Jesus said, woman, my time has not yet come. Please, mommy, my time has not yet come. Then she knew the principle of faith. So even though Jesus' time was not yet, and Jesus was not planning to, imagine, God was not planning to perform any miracle. She knew the law of faith, that whether or not God was planning, so far as faith was exercised, it will happen. Am I hearing an amen?
Amen.
So she told the people, whatever he says, do. Now, so Jesus knows that, as for me, faith will move me. So Jesus said, okay, let me give them a task to do, and let's see whether they'll do it. Fill the pots with water and serve it to the master of ceremonies. Now, that was one of the most difficult things to do.
Right.
Because you will never get a job. You will never be employed after that. If you go to the master of ceremonies and serve water. So for them to do that meant that they were exercising a great high level of faith.
Right.
So they filled it with water and then presented it. So you see how faith kicked in and victory came. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's very, very important that we please God through faith. Amen. Amen. Now Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. So we're going to talk about how to name it, claim it, and take it. But we are talking about the very important things about faith that we need to know. Now Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Let's start from verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What does it mean?
There are two definitions we are hearing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is it battery? Okay.
Whilst he's doing it. there are two definitions. Hallelujah. In this. Now, I'll read it here and then I'll read it in NESB. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. NESB. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So, now faith is the substance or assurance of things hoped for. So it means that for you and I to have faith, we must have hope. And hope is the expectation of something good in the future. That's right. Hallelujah. So you and I are hoping for something. But hope is not material. Hope is not tangible. But faith is tangible. And also hope is future. Faith is now. That's why the Bible says now faith is, not tomorrow. Faith is now. So the first definition is that faith is the assurance of things you are hoping for. Because anything you are hoping for, you don't have assurance of it yet. Then the second is the evidence of things not seen. Oh, am I? Oh, if I'm not, then
I can just remove.
Okay. The evidence. Hallelujah. Is everything all right? Sure? Everything all right?
The evidence of things not seen. So I have not seen it, but I have evidence of it.
Right.
The evidence is the Bible.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is it good? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. So, so faith, for you and I to have faith, we must be sure of what we are hoping for. We must be sure that because we've said in the name of Jesus, because we've asked for it, God has honored it.
Amen.
And evidence that I have the phone is that the Bible says so. The faith is having confidence in the will of God. Now, the will of God is the word of God. Anytime you can find scripture backing what you are believing for, you have evidence. So far as what you are looking for is in the Bible, that is the evidence faith needs.
Amen.
So the evidence of things not seen. I have not seen it, but I have it, and I'm guaranteed 100% that I have it because it is in the Bible.
Amen.
Very important. Verse 2. We'll talk more about this later on. But you see, but realize that, I'm just giving you a sneak preview. Realize that you cannot have faith without hope. Now, how do you get hope? If faith is zero, hope equals zero means faith equals zero. Because faith is just hope with substance. So if hope is zero, faith is zero. So one of the most important questions you and I must ask ourselves is, how do I get hope? Because without hope, there's not even a chance for faith.
Yeah.
But if I have hope, then I can move to the next level for faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because now hope, let's skip. Remember to come back to verse 2. Let's go to Romans 15, 4.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. Just a sneak preview and then we will continue. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Hope comes from the scriptures. Think about it. When you are hopeless, you feel hopeless and you read a scripture of God's love for you. You read a scripture that is going to be well. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. It brings hope. Anytime there is depression, it is a lack of hope. Anytime someone is depressed, the way to overcome depression is first of all to bring hope through the scriptures and then remove the spirit of heaviness and then substitute it for the garment of praise by singing and praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So hope comes from just learning. But you realize that hope is learning the scriptures. Learning the scriptures. Learning it. Now, after getting hope, which we'll talk about later on, then you need to convert hope to faith. Now, we will talk later on about how to convert hope to faith. Because many people say, okay, I'm quoting the scripture. I'm believing God. God said it in Jesus' name. I have it. I'm receiving it. And nothing's happening because they have hope and they think they have faith. You get hope from learning the Bible. You get hope from saying that by his stripes I was healed. That is hope. But how do you convert the by his stripes I was healed to move from your mind to your heart? Hope is of the mind, faith is of the heart. How do you get the by his stripes I was healed to move from the mind to the heart? We'll talk about that as we continue. Hebrews 11:2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. So by faith the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3. For through faith we understand that the worlds or the universe were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God, or the worlds were framed by Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus is the word, the living word. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You see, the worlds were framed by the word of God. It means God spoke, let there be light, and Jesus Christ created the universe, or God created the universe through Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible makes it clear in Colossians that all things were created by Jesus Christ and for Jesus Christ. So God created the universe by Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit was present to make sure it happened. That's why in the beginning the Godhead is present. Let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. By faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Thank you. Now you go back to King James. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. In the past, I used to wonder, why? Was it salad or meat God was looking for? Because in Genesis, salad was presented by Cain, and then the fatlings of the animals was from Abel. But that's not why God rejected Cain's. It's clear here. So it means that as Cain was taking the leaves, he was doing it not in faith. It's like, oh, God says we must sacrifice. Okay, I'm just doing it and I'm sacrificing. But Abel, God said we must sacrifice. Wow, I believe God. Let me do it with meaning. Let me take let me slaughter it. Let me take the bull or the whatever and present it to God because this is what God wants and I'm doing it from my heart. By faith. Oh, okay, yes, you can take us there. Genesis. Thank you. Genesis 4:4. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings or the first fruits of the flock and of the fat thereof, the best of them. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Hallelujah. Amen. And what about Cain? Let's look at Cain's then. Okay, it's fine, just for time's sake. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Hallelujah. So now, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Hallelujah. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. So Abel was righteous because of his faith deed. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. The Bible says in Genesis, and Enoch walked with God and was not, because God took him. Now, it's explained here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, that the reason why Enoch was translated and did not see death was because of his faith. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Then he goes on to say, but without faith. So Enoch pleased God by faith. And then God goes on to say, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. It means that possibility of pleasing God without faith is 0.0%. It is that word impossible is a very serious term. Impossible to please him. Why? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. As for that one, the demons believe that he is. When you read James chapter 2, the Bible says, oh, you believe that there's one God, you do well. The demons believe and tremble. So believing that there's one God is not all that there is. That's why there's an end. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So anytime we believe that God exists and we believe that he will reward us for diligently seeking him as we seek him, we find him. As we seek him, he rewards us. You would see that God will be pleased because he's seeing that we have faith. Because if you and I believe that God exists and that he will reward us for diligently seeking him, it would direct the way we live. It will affect the way we live. If I believe that God exists and I believe that anything I do for him will be rewarded, it will affect how I behave. It will motivate my actions. Hallelujah. And that's why it pleases God. Because if I believe God exists, I'll make sure that my Christian life, I'll live it well. If I'm struggling with something, I'll fight it till I let it go. If I'm struggling with lies, I'm going to fight it till I let it go. If I believe that God rewards the diligent seeker, I'll make sure that I fight to read my Bible. I'll fight the good fight of faith. Reading my Bible, you see, reading the Bible is sweet, but sometimes it is difficult to get to the point to read it. But you push yourself to read it. If you ask the average Christian, how many times a week do you have your quiet time or Bible study? It will be a miserable meeting. Not all, but a lot of Christians. It's harder to read your Bible than to pray. Now, if you ask the average Christian, how many times do we pray a week for at least 1 hour? Jesus gave the standard, 1 hour. It can be a depressing service. I don't mean every Christian. I'm just talking in the Church of Jesus Christ globally. Now, think about it. Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane to his disciples, what? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Jesus was asking the disciples, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? We are talking about why it pleases God. Why will you pray unless you want to see God? If you have everything you are looking for and you are still praying, it must be because you are seeking God, not because you want a car or a house or a shoe. Am I preaching to somebody? Yeah. Am I preaching? Look quickly at Acts chapter 11, verse 20 to 21. Very important. And some of them which were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord, that is not it, okay. Acts 11:19. Let's go to verse 24. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Continue. Verse 26. Good. And when, yes, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. So the name Christians are followers of Christ, disciples. So anything Jesus says about disciples, he's saying it about Christians. So you and I must not say that the disciples were an elite group, but we Christians are a separate group. Because the word Christians was first mentioned in the church at Antioch, and it was for the disciples of Jesus. Amen. So if Jesus told the disciples, "Disciples, could you not watch with me for 1 hour?" Then it means that the goal for the Christian is at least 1 hour of prayer a day. Wives, brides, beloveds, ladies, if you get your beloved to be talking to you for 1 hour a day, will you be happy, or you prefer 5 minutes a day? I think that has answered the question. I don't need to move any further. No further discussion. Also, the men, would you want your wife? You want your wife to spend 5 minutes with you. No fellowship. Just 5 minutes. No, 5 minutes is not going to be good enough.
That's right.
You want at least an hour. And that's what Jesus wants. Remember that we are the bride of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
We are the bride of Christ. So, faith pleases God. And that's why anytime someone acts in faith, look at the Greek woman. Jesus said, "I have not come but for the lost tribes of Israel." So the woman was walking, a Gentile woman, or one of us before Christ. Gentile woman. We are now Israelis of God, the Israel of God, according to Galatians. Glory to God. I say I'm an Israel of God. I have the blessings of Abraham. You also. So as she was moving around, please, Jesus, Yeshua ben David, meaning Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. But Jesus kept on moving. Yeshua ben David, have mercy on me. I'll find the Hebrew, or the name for have mercy on me, I'm sure. But ben David, the son of David. Yeshua ben David, have mercy upon me. Ignore. And then the disciples, come on, go away, go away. And then as she kept on persisting, that's why you and I must persist in prayer. Oh, persist in prayer. As she kept on persisting, Jesus said, "Please, I've not come but for the lost tribe of Israel. That's why I've come, and I'm going towards them." Then Jesus said, "Okay, let's see. Because once you have faith, I'll act. Let's see what you can do. The children's bread is not for dogs, but for the children. I can't give the children's bread to dogs." So it means that she was called a dog. Many Christians would have spoiled their answer. Like Hannah, the pastor got it wrong and said, "Look, you are behaving like one of the worthless women." She didn't get offended. She said, "Oh, please, that's not the case. It's because of the bitterness of my soul." Yes. And he said, "Be it unto you according to your will, as you desire." Hallelujah. So, I have not. It's not right for me to give the children's bread to dogs. Now, she first had to have acknowledged that she was a dog. If she didn't, she would not have gotten it. But faith is, Jesus said it, that settles it. It doesn't matter how strange it is. So far as Yeshua ben David said it, it is true. Now, the word dog just means that the outsiders who are not worthy of it, because he came for Israel, apart from the woman of Samaria. Hallelujah. Then she said, "Yes, it's true, Lord, I'm a dog, but I can prove my faith by telling you that Even the drugs, they eat of the crumbs that fall off the children's table. And then Jesus said, great is your faith. If you think about it, in America and Europe, we can't apply that there because they have dog food, very good food, dog bowls, everything nice. But in Africa, in Africa, you can't, I mean, you are eating and then the children, most children, America, Africa, everywhere, there'll be crumbs. The bread, when they are eating bread, even when they are, I mean, at all ages, crumbs, bones, a few pieces will be falling off the table onto the floor. Most kids do it. That's why we call the children. And in Africa, the dogs will just go and lick them. So she said, yes, even the dogs, they eat off the crumbs. They get something. They get a small piece. They eat off the crumbs that fall off the children's table. Jesus said, wow, great is your faith. Because you have exercised faith, even though I was not planning to do it, your daughter is healed. He always responds to faith. There are times that Jesus will respond to crying. But in general, crying doesn't do as much as faith. You can cry and feel pitiful. When you are crying and feeling pitiful, it is usually for God, touch me, use me, save me. I want more of you. I want to be saturated with your glory. Help me to overcome this sin. Then he's loving it. Oh, he's loving it. The tax collector, the Pharisee. The Pharisee, thank God I'm the best church member. Thank God that I pay my tithe, blah, blah, blah. The tax collector, I'm not fit to look up to you, Lord. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. He went home more justified. So the crying is a blessing. Oh, Jesus is pleased. Don't be crying for, I want to use me, Lord. Worship. But when you want faith, it's faith that will move God, not crying. Hey. Strong faith. Faith that prevails. Ever increasing faith.
Amen.
Jesus always blessed faith people. One of the common phrases you would hear, look at Mark 5:34. You would always hear this, thy faith hath made thee whole. Yeah. Always, not mine, your faith. There was only one instance that at least I remember in the Bible where the person did not have faith and God decided to use the law of divine selection to select him. I'll mention him later on. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. The constant phrase you would hear is, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, there was one situation. Now, I don't want to wait for that. Imagine you are believing God and you are going to wait for God to come like the man at the pool of Bethesda, when you can just exercise your faith. Now, there was when I went to Israel, I saw the pool of Bethesda. I saw it's down, the pool of Bethesda. Oh, I see you in Israel one of these days in Jesus' name. So, there was a man for 38 years who was laid bedfast, could not move. And many sick folk who were there. And a rich man built a shed to protect them from the sun. And many people were laid there. Why? I believe it with all my heart because it's in the Bible. At a certain period, it could be 4 times a year, it could be once a year, it could be once every 5 years, an angel will come and stir up the water. The first person to enter into the water at that time was healed of whatever disease they had, no matter what it was. Leprosy, any kind of disease, they were instantly healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cancer, leprosy, whatever it is, instantly healed. And anytime this man was going to enter into the water for the 38 years, there was no one to help him. Because maybe some people had blindness or other diseases and they'll be able to enter into the water. He was bedfast. No one could help him. So for 38 years, so Jesus went straight to the Bethesda General Hospital. Cleveland, Bethesda General Hospital. Went straight there to the man. Will thou be made whole? The man said, Sir, I have no man to put me into the water. When the angel comes, then people step in before me. And then Jesus said, Rise. But before he said rise, now he's asking, Do you want to be well? Someone who has faith will say, Yes. He said, Sir, I have no man. Yes, I want to be well, but I have no man. Anytime you and I rely on man, we get zero results. 0.0%. Anytime we rely on man, 0% for sure. That one, you can take it to the bank and it will work. Confirmed, guaranteed. Yes. And then Jesus said, Rise, take up your bed and go. Oh, and he arose. Now, the very important thing to note is that there were people. Don't forget, it was packed. There were people watching. Saw Jesus heal the man, and they kept on watching without going to run to him and cry. They were watching. And he left, and they were all still in their conditions. But I know of a certain time that Jesus went to Gennesaret, and the people ahead of him. And they called their family members, their friends, and they brought them all to Jesus. And then they besought him that if they could only but touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible says that he permitted them, and as many as touched him, they were all made whole. So if the people at the pool of Bethesda had reached out, that's why Jesus said, all things are possible to the one who believes. Look at the woman who had, the prophet said, borrow some vessels. You don't have food. You're about to die. You have creditors who are coming for the money. You don't have the money. They're about to sell your family, your children. Then the prophet says, borrow some vessels and then pour oil in the small oil you have left to eat and die. Pour it in the vessels. Use some of it to pay off your creditors and use the rest. Her faith, if she only borrowed 10 would have been filled, because she kept on filling it until the last bottle was left. If she borrowed 100, she could have continued to fill it till 100. If she ordered 500, so what was her faith level? Her faith level determined what she got. That's it. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went forth from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. So it was flowing till there was no more. What is their faith? What is your faith level? What is my faith level? If you dare to believe the impossible, you will receive the impossible. Yes. If you dare to believe. Next week, God willing, we are going to talk about developing real faith.
Hallelujah.
Faith. That's why Abraham, you see, faith kind of negates your issues.
Amen.
The Old Testament, they were still justified by faith. You and I are saved by justification by faith. Old Testament, it was still justification by faith. An example, David and all of them believed. They had faith. Now, one example, Jesus said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. The people said, you are not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham? So it means that all the heroes of faith in the Bible, God gave them the revelation of Jesus. And they had faith in God. And Abraham rejoiced to see Jesus' day. And he saw it and was glad. And they said, you are not yet 50 years old. Years old. You are not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham? Then Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am the Lord in the burning bush. I am the Lord. I am that I am. before Abraham was I am. So it means that, how many know what a Christophany is and a theophany? A theophany is the is the Old Testament appearance of God. Jacob wrestled with God. And a Christophany is the Old Testament appearance of Christ Jesus. Like the burning bush. I am the Lord. Then you say that the Lord of your father, I am the God of your fathers, but he's called the angel of the Lord or the messenger of the Lord. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then when Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac, then he says that, now I know that you fear God. Then, so he's mixing the two. Now I know that you fear God, and you have not withheld your only son from me. So Jesus is saying that I know that you fear God. Then you have not withheld the only son from me, I, the Lord. So when Moses said, who should I say sent me? Say, I am that I am. Asher, Asher, Asher. That's I am that I am, the promise keeper. Hallelujah. Amen. So when Jesus said that, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am, in John 8:58, look at what happened in the next verse. They took stones to stone him because he was trying to say he's God. Let's go to the next verse. Hallelujah. Then they took stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went. Because you cast stones at someone who is blaspheming in the Old Testament. Now people blaspheme at will. Yes. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Asher Ehayeh Ehasher. That's the Hebrew for I am that I am. So, ladies and gentlemen, you and I must aim to please God by faith. Amen. Faith kind of cancels out all the problems you and I have. Because someone who is able to exhibit faith in God pleases God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, there is true faith and there is false faith. But God will give you and I, well, he's already given you and I true faith because we believe. But our faith will grow. I said what? Our faith will grow. Amen. You and I are going to have ever increasing faith.
Amen.
You and I are going to have faith that prevails.
Amen.
You and I are going to have exceedingly growing faith.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We'll continue, God willing, next week. Shall we stand to our feet and praise the Lord and speak to the Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Speak to the Lord and ask him. Don't ask. A born-again Christian should not ask God for faith. Because let's turn to Romans 12:3. Let me make sure it's the right verse. Romans 12:3. Born-again Christian. Oh, God, give me faith to be healed. It's a waste of effort and voice. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you. Of course, it also means woman. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt or allotted to every man or every born again Christian the measure of faith. God, give me faith to be healed. It's a waste of time. But God, increase my faith. Yes. God, increase my faith. God, let my faith be exceedingly growing faith. Then you're talking. Because you are already admitting that the faith that saved you, the faith that is a gift of God that saved you and I, that faith, you want it to grow. I've admitted that I have faith. Now, Lord, let that faith grow. So let's ask God, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Increase our faith, Lord. Let our faith be exceedingly growing faith. In the name of Jesus. 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 You can have a very soft song. Just one line since we're late. Just as whilst people pray, let's pray. Lord, increase my faith. Let my faith be exceedingly growing faith, Lord. Increase my faith. Increase it. Increase it. Now, whilst we are here, if you are not born again, or you are watching and you are not born again and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want my sins washed away with the blood of Jesus. Then raise your hands and I'll share a word of prayer with you. Is there anyone who wants to say, Pastor, pray with me? Let's all repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I confess.
I confess.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe.
I believe.
That he died on the cross.
That he died on the cross.
For my sins.
That I.
I believe.
I believe.
That God raised him from the dead.
That God raised him from the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
All my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
From today.
From today.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We may take our seats. Thank you.